Bob's Welding.
Hey, this is Pete from Cardiff. I'm trying to touch base with Bob real quick.
Bob is deceased.
I'm sorry, man. I got old information here. I'm cleaning up some old files.
Right place.
Okay.
I'm his partner. He died in March.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Did you have dealings with him, or?
No. We had just been, he was our point of contact there for the past couple years. We do equipment financing. I touch base probably once a quarter with you guys.
Okay.
Do you have any, projects coming up? Are you planning on bringing anything new, like a CNC machine, anything like that?
Well, I have one. I'm having problems finding parts for it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's a 94 model Hypotherm, high definition. A nice machine, but
is that one of the plasma ones, or?
Yeah, it's a high definition.
Mm-hmm.
Back when they made it, they designed them to compete with laser cutters. So it'll run 2-3 different kinds of gas together, just depending on what kind of metal you're cutting, and
like diesel and just regular fuel, or?
Oh no, it'd be like nitrogen, compressed oxygen.
Okay. I see.
You're not able to cut stainless without discoloring the edge and making it brittle, and,
I understand,
It's a pretty nice machine, but
it's pretty old, man. It's like 22 years old, right?
Well, in 2000, everything went to digital from analog, and I don't have the analog deal that tells the machine what to do.
Okay, what does that run you?
I don't know. I can't find that one, so a retrofit kit could run anywhere from, we had one company bid us $28,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're not doing that, but we're just looking for parts.
You're just looking for parts? I mean, are you planning on financing that, or are you just going to pay cash for it? I mean, what kind of parts are we looking at, like, price-wise?
You know, I'm not sure. We haven't tracked one down yet that'll work, so.
Yeah, okay. Well,
could you talk to you know what I mean?
Exactly. You got to get something for, you have to get something specifically for that machine, or could you get something a little bit newer, like from same company, same brand, but like a 2000 model, or because it's all digital now, that's why it's been troubling to find parts.
That's it. Yeah, can change the control box and all of the motors, you know.
Do you ever think about just selling that one and getting a new one? Can you sell that the way it is, even, or?
You know, I don't know, but for what I've got into it and the kind of machine it is,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing all right money-wise on it, but I need to get it running and making money.
How's work been? Has it been slow now, or?
That's busy right now. We were slow for the first 3 months when we're normally busy.
Why, so just the economy in general, or when oil took a dump?
I think it's all part of it.
Yeah. Election year.
And then Dad dying, a lot of the older folks around probably thought their shop closed.
Yeah. That probably has something to do with it as well.
Putting an ad in the paper here pretty soon to let everybody know. So.
Back in business. They're still in business.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was your name again?
Tyler.
Tyler, yeah, I'm going to update this just real quick. So, are you the new owner now?
Well, I'm the only one. Me and Bob are partners. So.
Okay, gotcha. Understandably. Yeah, man, you mind if I just shoot you a quick email with my information on it? If you ever have any needs coming up for, you know, we can get you some cash to fix up some things around the shop, or we can do some equipment financing for you if anything, you know, isn't working properly.
What are your terms on the money? Let me just ask you that quick.
Yeah, okay, so the capital stuff, have you ever done working capital before, heard of it, anything like that?
No, probably, but I don't pay much attention to that kind of stuff unless I...
Yeah, unless you have to, exactly. Yeah, another one, not the only one. They become pretty popular just in this economy because they're unsecured loans, so it's basically just... on the business. If you default, then the business owner is not really liable whatsoever. So that's pretty nice. And instead of like a line of credit where you draw from it and they kind of track your spending and you almost have to apply, this is a lump sum, you know, all at once cash loan into the business account. And we don't follow the money. None of like, you know, we, mm-hmm. we, uh, you know, trust you to use it at your discretion to grow the business or use it for what you say you're going to. But that's right. The nice part about it. It's basically the same thing as cash. As far as rates and things like that go, they're based on revenues more so than credit. So you need to get like some bank statements for us to get you, you know, it's a little complex as far as the rates, but, you know, it is a little bit more expensive than a traditional loan because it is unsecured. So it's basically all the risks on us. But, and, you know, as far as term length, it's more short term too. It's like 3 months, yeah, it probably goes out to like 24 months for first time customers.
For the payback?
Yeah, yeah. And the equipment, though, that's, you know, typical standard stuff, mid single digit interest rate. That's a lot more. I can quote you that on the phone a little bit easier. You know, that's mostly all on credit, time in business, you know, how expensive the machine is. It's like buying a car, 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, that whole deal. So.
Thinking about starting a new business come in the spring.
What kind of business?
Get it going. Well, I want to start a guided UTV up in the mountains, like a guide deal for the Orientals that are coming over.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have any experience in the industry? Or?
Well, I run the UTVs all the time. You know, so I know the mountains and all that stuff. All I got to do is track down the logistics of what it would take to get it going. But the way I'm looking at it, I'm looking at about $360,000 a summer.
Really? You run some numbers, obviously. For, you know, you got some.
For three months, $360,000.
Damn, how the hell do you swing that? How many ATVs would you be playing, UTVs would you be playing in, you know, to do tours with?
I need 5 4-seaters, which would be about $100,000.
And that would be around $100K.
Yeah, and then I would need probably a cater van of some sort, and some big tents, you know, for like lunch times and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. How long do these tours go for? Are they like a couple days long, I'm assuming, or is it just like a day trip thing?
Well, I haven't really decided. I'd like to do some camp out stuff, you know, run day trips every other day, you know, maybe bring some of those into overnighters at the same time. You know, it's all about planning. But
how much do you charge for one of these tours, man? Like just like a day tour?
I'm thinking $400 a head.
It sounds reasonable. Provide a lunch too.
Yeah, that's about $8,000 a day.
Get some cheeseburgers for them or something. Welcome to America.
something, you know, I don't know, but you know, like I said, all I see is potential with that one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, definitely encourage, you know, starting your own business and the tourism industry, it never dies even in the recession because, you know, we'll have a recession, but those guys are still coming over to, you know, check out America.
I want some of our money back.
Yeah, exactly, right? I mean, you guys have probably been feeling it a little, not as much as the manufacturers, but I'm sure some of your work is getting outsourced.
Well, when the Bakken dropped, I lost some big contracts, which hurts.
Really?
You know, I lost over $100,000 a year just in one.
Damn.
You know, so. Yeah, that one stung a little.
Yeah, that's understated.
So, yeah, send me your info.
Yeah, what's your email?
My accounting. B is in boy, S is in Sue, W is in work, service.
Mm-hmm.
At yahoo.com.
Perfect, Tyler. I'll shoot that info over right now, take a look at it. Oh, crap, I just deleted it. B as in boy, S as in Susan, W as in work, service at yahoo.com. I have a good memory. Perfect. Yeah, I'll shoot something over there and give you a couple days, take a look at it. Maybe I'll circle back Wednesday or Thursday next week, see what your feelings are.
Yeah, that might be possible. I'm looking into a couple other things right now, too, to get everything pulled back together.
Yeah,
so
exactly. And we'll run through the
business. I'm actually looking to get some money somewhere right now, so that might be a viable option.
Check us out online. We have, you know, on Google, we have 4.9 out of 5 stars. And for some people that people that lend money for a bank. I don't know anybody who has a rating that much. You know, nobody really likes us, but, you know, check us out online. You'll see some good things. Check our website out. Got some good reviews. And I'll put that in the email too, man. But thanks, Tyler. Yeah. I'll touch base with you next
time. Yeah, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day.